But regardless of which body you inhabit, male or female, your identity is both power and love. For this is who and what you are forevermore, and any illusion to the contrary is a temporary blindness from which you will recover if you choose. God is more than he and more than she. Do you understand? God is the perfect example of will and power to produce material life or creation in the universe, and then with the balance of love to nurture, guide and care for it. Let not pronouns of he and she, him and her, separate you from God's perfect unity. Men are not better than women, or vice versa. Both are one half of a full equation seeking the balance of self-unity, not relying on another of the opposite sex to supply the opposite polarity within. Then let both men and women who read this material settle into the certainty that God is everything in perfect balance and come to peace between the sexes, to cooperation between power and love. Even I am unable to describe God's perfect balance, energy and true wonder. Words cannot express the sense of inner knowing. But all of this God magnificence is within you and is available to draw upon if you choose it. What a gift! A gift of expansion and immense joy. Yet many deny it or ignore it or misuse it, all because of free will. Have you ever wondered why God gave you this gift of free will? Let me share some information little known on the planet, for the souls on earth are set upon a rare venture. You are a marvel of God's expression and were given free will as an opportunity to learn a deep abiding love for the Creator. A feeling of caring that is not merely a mental appreciation, but a heartfelt embrace of deep love and affection, peace and joy. In the universe live many other beings with physical bodies of a lighter density than your own, most of which you cannot see. These are imbued with great mental power and knowledge. Yet they accept God's laws which they willingly follow, intellectually, without the love feeling you were created with. Your ability to feel love, combined with your free will, make you a novel species in this part of the universe. Earth life was given the opportunity to love and worship the Creator with a deep emotional response. You, then, can feel like a true offspring and can adoringly be led to God's open arms, which long to embrace you in the full circle of familiarhood. You were made with love, to love. But, since you were also given free will, you are faced with a provocative choice. Again I tell you, this is an opportunity for spiritual growth seldom known in this universe. Yet, my beloved ones, it is this very aspect of the free will gift that has made your venture on earth so delicate, so difficult. Many other life forms created by God simply know the universal principles without question in a mental way. They do not emotionally love the Creator, although they accept and respect the gift of life bestowed upon them. But you of earth are to love our Creator. Other life forms use only intellect to understand God and the laws of the many universes. This is in contrast to those on earth who have a deep emotional nature and heart expression of love which, by their choice, they can focus on the Creator. Yours is a unique challenge, and very frankly I must say it has not been the success that we your teachers and guides in the heavenly realms would wish. If you were standing with us and looking down upon the conditions of earth, I wonder what your reactions would be to the war and violence and hatred boiling in one place and then another. Without ceasing, peace tends to elude the human mind and heart. Endless are the internal struggles each of you faces and often loses from an undisciplined mind, an unloving heart, or an unwillingness to be aided by those of us dedicated to your success. To the few peaceful-hearted ones we give deep thanks, for it is through you any improvement is possible. You are anchors of God's light far from home. I come again to you now because you are entitled to be told the truth of your present dilemma and to be advised that you must rise above the negativity that the planet Earth holds at this hour. You have concluded positively. You must become the peace, each of you. For without your inner acceptance and awareness, it cannot manifest in the physical world around you. You must overcome the present level of negativity because your current environment of ugly thinking is not only destroying your own planet and threatening your physical future, but has now been carried into the streams of space far beyond that allowed by the Creator's laws which guarantee safety to other life. You may not take the evil thoughts of war and violence and the weapons of destruction into space. Hear this statement and heed it well. You are at a crossroad, a time of no return if you do. I have pondered long about how to explain the criticalness of your present conditions, knowing many may choose not to heed, not to understand, not to cooperate. Still, I must come, I must ask you to expand your understanding of what you are causing and to change your attitude at once. Either you create peace on planet Earth soon or many souls will fail in this experiment to love God of their own free will choice. But that will be the price for those who continue attitudes of war and violence. For these actions are now contaminating space and other life forms. I'm sure you realize this cannot be allowed. Malicious children should not have bombs. However, if they have some in their own yards, their own territory, because the family has allowed them to build them, either through stupidity, negligence, or disinterest, the police may not be able to intervene in time to avoid disaster in their own home if one is exploded. But, if a child is threatening to blow up the neighborhood and has already thrown out a few small detonations as a preliminary assault next door, action will be swift, will it not? In a way, this is approximately the situation Earth faces. An attitude of such violence, hatred, and war has been allowed to permeate your population that Earth is now that child, armed and ready to explode. To live in any proximity to you, as a neighbor, is threatening, and I assure you that although you cannot see life in space or in your own solar system, it does exist at higher dimensions and in lighter vibrations. Therefore, any negative movement beyond your own 250-mile boundary injures your own Mother Earth, creates negative weather patterns and causes an illegal assault on God's other space children who must be guaranteed safety. Who among you would not claim the right to protection if the neighbors brought violence to your domicile? Hear, then, this example and live by it. Do everything in your power to be peace-loving and to demand your governments and military establishments do the same. A few monstrous minds in your midst have created weapons capable not only of humanity's annihilation, but of far-reaching destruction in the universe. Accept that the willful, dangerous child called Earth does not have the eyes or instrumentation to see higher forms of life. Most of you cannot see me, yet I am more real than the chair upon which you sit or the floor upon which you stand. You are blind. Wake up to your responsibility. The present weapons on Earth are great enough to destroy all of humanity now, yet even worse and more horrendous ones are planned and ready for implementation. This madness, this infectious condition of violence, must stop. Must stop, if you allow a few maniacs to damage this exquisite planet which was prepared for you to assist in your spiritual self-realization and in your devotion and love and appreciation of all living things, then you are foolish indeed. And I give my strongest recommendation that you do all in your power to change the circumstances of humanity's felonious actions before it is too late. I say to you, with the respect and encouragement of a loving, older brother, that all of heaven will reach down to you in support of this peace effort. We will guide and assist humanity to avoid such a needless disaster anytime we are asked to help. So, invite us into your hearts. Meditate every day and begin to build a bridge from your heart to the soul energy created by God. Take this power and raise yourself from a mere child of earth to a child of heaven. This is no idle task we are about. You can become more fully an expression of God only by your choice and persistence. Let the light and peace in you guide the way and set the model for your greater permeates your technological societies. You must change the programming of your mass media and prohibit the violence which imbues each subconscious mind with such ugly visions that you have forgotten who you are and who created your life force. If you cannot change the violent attitudes of your movie, TV, radio and literary sources, then remove yourself from their influence which constantly weakens your love nature. These negative, widespread thought forms are engulfing the planet in a dirge of blackness that is harder and harder to penetrate by those of us in the light. Many are in quicksand and know it not, yet we would rescue each one who asks to have personal peace and who will join with others on this planet to create planetary peace. Make peace on Earth a reality then, and stop Earth's invasion of space with the plague you would bring by your very thoughts of violence and war. If humanity ignores its love heritage now, much will be lost, so all of heaven attends you in full force and dedication if you but seek us. Ask to become an instrument of love and peace. And meditate to receive the support we offer. Why else, children of the light, did you come? Fill your mind and consciousness with something worth having. And from your mind will come loving activities that make life more enjoyable and dear for you, for all life on the planet, for Earth itself and for your brothers and sisters in space. Heed these words which have come to humanity for eons of time but are now urgent. Critical. Very critical. Stop this preoccupation with subhuman thoughts and activities or be willing to bear the consequences of your choice. God has a plan for your glorification and for the planet's expansion in the solar system. You did not make the plan. You cannot change it. It exists. Your only logical choice is to listen within to the voice that knows your part and then follow its higher guidance. Your only logical behavior today is to pray and meditate to receive God's communication, to apply it in life, and then to join with others on the planet like yourself to practice peace. You are the caretakers of the Earth. Have you forgotten your reason for coming? There is one central being of such magnitude and power that you cannot imagine its creative intensity and multiple avenues of growth. I assure you that God is real, actual, and without question. To doubt such a power when you can see its manifestation before your very eyes is ludicrous. Did you make the sun that brings warmth and light and the energy for all life, including your own? Did you create the stars that shine above you in the night sky, that have energies traveling at speeds you cannot match in your puny Earth communication and transportation systems? What is it that, even by the most logical of intellectual inquiry, allows you to think that you are wise and learned and capable of standing before God with these gifts you call science? Especially when these gifts are sealed in the envelope marked war, marked hell. Is this really the sole gift you would bring that spiritual realm of love which has created every inch of planet Earth and covered it with the luscious beauty and magnificent vistas to soothe your hearts and cheer your minds? Does not the beauty of such a place lead you to a state of appreciation? You, men, women, and children of Earth, agreed to come here as the caretakers of the Earth. Caretakers. What does that mean to you? If someone is caring for you, how do they do this? What is it that allows you to know when you have been cared for with love, with consideration, and with respect? Does a nurse mishandle sick patients in a non-caring way? Does a mother subject her children to brutality? Does a father abandon his family responsibilities and avoid his goal of provider? Even in your earthly blackness, it is not generally approved that such activities are desirable, though it is becoming more and more rampant. This is particularly true in your Western societies where nations have the greatest personal wealth but destroy the earth to achieve it. Close your eyes and open your heart. What care do you give this earth homeland? What care do you give other human beings? What care do you give the plants and animals? Yes, and even the minerals which are serving Earth by their contents in her physical makeup. What care are you giving the emotional and mental and spiritual needs of Mother Earth? For like you, on a far grander scale, she lives. Lives on many levels. And although you see only the flesh of her, as it were, she was feelings, and this layer of emotion invisible to your eyes lies in a bank of energy just beyond her crust. Since the Earth is and you affect her attitudes by the way you treat her, by the type of care you give. You have filled her emotions with such violence and terror that I cannot even describe the way it looks to us here in the heavenly realms.